bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
I'm black. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub. The legendary Home Blow, sponsored by Cousin Subs. We're going to go to the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. And this other question that I'm going to ask is, we're talking about Milwaukee and the violence is still going on, and what is some of the true solutions? And I'm going to pose a question to people as well. But let me go to Coley. Coley, great evening. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts on this Milwaukee situation?
First, let me tell you, I'm at the Cousins on Villard and Appleton.
Hey.
About to give me a whole double cheese steak.
There you go.
No lettuce, no tomato.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
That part.
Okay, brother. Where do we start with this stupid? You have criticized me so much because I talk about the fashion boy and the Ninja Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
You criticize me every time, but bro, they're not getting it done. Now, when it comes to crime, I don't want to see our young men locked up and thrown away. But brother, something has to give. Something has to give. Now you see Orange Marmalade, aka Trump.
I know what you're talking about because I call it the
National Guard.
Uh huh.
Yeah, brought the National Guard, cleared out, I seen it on the news yesterday, cleaned out all the homeless spots, made like 500 arrests,
do you think,
got like 200-something illegals off the street.
Do you think that's needed here?
Brother, the list that you just ran off is so, brother, you don't even have to read that list to know it is so much stupidity in this city.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much stupidity happening in this city. That list you read off, you don't even have to. And what I always will criticize, the Ninja Turtle and the Fashion Boy, and then you see the Fashion Boy got them new gold rim Cartier.
Mm-hmm.
While he's running for governor, he got them new gold, and I'm talking about Mr. Crowley. You know, somebody never seen the tax he don't like. Remember, he raised our sales tax. He raised our property taxes. You know, and he can't figure it out. If you give people a quality of life, brother, a quality of life, you will advance so much in this city. For somebody that has to deal with this nonsense that's going on, it's unnecessary. So, and like I said,
my opinion. So, Coley, you really think that if these people had jobs, that this would stop?
They're not going to get jobs until they're forced to get jobs.
Okay,
brother, you are talking to a man that did seven years.
Hang on, Coley. I understand that. What I'm saying is, You're saying that they're going to have to force them. I'm just saying, so then if you force somebody to get a job, is that going to stop
you can't crime? Force anybody to
there
get a
go.
Job.
There you go.
You can't.
So,
it's like you can't force a crackhead to stop to go sober.
Mm-hmm.
Either he wants it or he don't.
There you go. So
yeah, either he wants it or he don't.
Right.
But I can lock you up.
Mm-hmm.
I can lock you up.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I don't want to see our young men just thrown away.
I don't want to see our young men thrown away, but I do want to see criminals. I do want to see criminals locked up, so we can have a quality of life. So if you are not out here being a criminal, then you shouldn't have to worry about being locked up. But if you're out here being
brother,
a criminal,
I don't understand why, brother. If you are on like your fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh traffic offense, why you ain't doing 2 months in the house? Why?
2 years.
Why is everything getting broken down to a misdemeanor?
Yeah, 2 years, man.
You know,
I don't want no 2 months.
You know,
I want
it,
2 years.
It just doesn't make. And I'm telling Black Milwaukee, mm-hmm. that Ninja Turtle, that little fathead, and that fashion boy who got his new Cartier, his gold rim Cartier's on. He ain't the one. They not the ones.
Okay. And but thank you. I'm gonna get ready to go to another call. But Coley, as I said to you, just like I would say to anybody else, you can end up running yourself. Like all of the people that end up having issues with people who are in elected positions, and you feel like you have the solution, you have the answer, you're free to end up running. Or if you know somebody else that feels exactly like you, if you're a convicted felon and maybe you cannot run for the position, then you know other people that are like-minded like you. So run, you know, because it's one thing to sit and criticize. And what some people don't end up understanding is you don't see what's inside their house. So we can talk a lot from the outside of the house, and we can throw stones at the glass and all of that. But if you don't really understand that some of the things are not as simple as some people make them seem. But I'm going Black to the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. Al, great evening. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts?
I think right now we're not forcing a standard. We're not holding people accountable. I think it's going to take work on both ends, parents, officials. But I will say this: I'm not saying officials are supposed to play God or the daddy. But I would say if you sit back and you watch things to continue, it might be other motives behind that. And then you also have to look at the color of your skin. If it's black and it's violence, remain silent. But if it's white, I know it's time for me to get ready, because if not, I'm going to be out in the streets at night. So we have to pay attention. And just as well as we vote them in, we need to vote them out. And we do need to get people like us to run for these positions. But what we're not asking is, why are you allowing these things to go on? But why is it if the person got 36 characters in their last name, you moving like Ghostbusters? How are you gonna say it's no money, but we got an $88,000 Yugo or 84 Chevette going through the north side that's looking like it's about to bust a hub bearing? But then when it comes to the RNC, y'all move faster than the STD with DoxyPrep and real quiet. But then when it comes to black issues, it takes 365 days. But if you get ran over by a Subaru on the east side, you shut it down. So sometimes some people are allowing things to happen. So when it comes to law and order and it comes to the vote, you can play hero. So sometimes we got to call it out. And if it's a bunch of people who look like us, mm-hmm. and don't none of them like each other, then we got to start paying more attention. But as you said, more black people in the city need to run for positions. We need to push a standard. And we also need to be asking, if you don't want to be here, why you want a $66,000 increase? Because if I know you don't want to be here, I'm not giving you sugar, honey, iced tea. I'm going to say, go where you're welcome.
That part, That
part. Have a great weekend.
All right, I love you. You have a great weekend as well.
All right.
Got to get ready to take care of some bills. Again, the True Talk text line number 833-212-1017. Want to get your thoughts on this. Like, what's next? What do we need to do? What are some more changes that need to happen? And this question that I'm sure that some people are going to want to answer or respond to. There's a question that a lot of women ask when some of these young men, teens, Toys R Us adults are out here, and they'd be like, who raised these people? Who raised this generation? I'll come back with the surprising answer after we take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Xavier ain't gonna like me when I come black. We'll be black.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
First, I thought this was, I need a freak. With long, long hair. I need it. I'm just saying. Xavier got it going on. I appreciate this musical interludes. Welcome black to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Of course, the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Talking about the violence, continued violence and reckless driving, things that are happening in the community. But, you know, a common question that we hear a lot is when we're talking about, so whatever you end up calling them, if you give them the YNs, whatever the terminology that you end up utilizing for them, the question is, who raised these? You know, you hear a lot of women saying it. You hear just different people saying, who raised these? Who raised these men? Who raised these teens? Who raised these young adults? Who raised them? Do we have a drum roll? Do we have a drum roll that we can play? I don't know if we could have a drum roll. Okay, because, you know, I'll do my own drum roll then. I'll do my own simulated drum roll. And they not going to like me. They're not going to like me, Xavier. They go.
The truth hurts.
Yeah, yeah, yep, yep, yep. So. A lot of women. A lot of women. The answer is a lot of women. How do I come up with that answer? Well, because they say, I raised my kids, I raised my sons and my daughters. The daddy wasn't there, I ain't had no help. So I raised mine, I raised mine. So when you keep asking the question of who's raising them, because daddy wasn't there, daddy maybe locked up, daddy just didn't want to be involved anymore after you said you were pregnant. And you boast on, I got them. My kids ain't going to never go without. So guess what? They are the teenagers now. They are the young men now. They are the young adults now. So let me get ready to go to the True Talk text lines, 833-212-1017. I just want to say, find a lie. DJ, great evening. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your comments on this evening?
So my comment this evening is just that I think we need to, when we think about like what our euphoria is, oftentimes we look to suburban communities and why the suburban communities lack crime. And the biggest thing that we need to be talking about are the resources. And the access that suburban communities have play a big role in the lack of crime. Mm-hmm. And so when we ask our communities to show up to community meetings and ask them, what are we going to do? The biggest thing we need to be doing is fighting the oppression that keeps us in the same spaces that we are in. We can meet, we can work, we can have discussions, we can do all of these things, but if there are not policies there to support our liberation, we will be stuck in the same place that we are. Because the truth is, the history of this country will show you that white people did not navigate as individuals. They worked together to create policies that kept them from experiencing some of the same conditions that we experience today. We did not get to witness white people experiencing those circumstances. So with that, I will leave you, and that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for that call, DJ. Again, hit on some great points. Things that need to be talked about. So I just want to know, for some of the women that are in that number and you had to raise your sons or daughters alone, that's, you know, to your understanding, like, okay, well, I did it by myself. The ones that, you know, tend to boast on it. When people say, who raised these these new teens or and yeah. What is the answer when we talk about some of the young girls out here that are wilding out, the girls that are, you know, dressing, you know, older than their actual ages, and the language that they're using, the guns that they're toting around and participating in armed robberies and carjackings. We see them out fighting. We see them out with their bonnets on. We see them out and about. So the again, can you come to the front of the room and please address the public? What happened? What went wrong? You feel what I'm saying? What happened? What went wrong? Why are we experiencing these situations? And if you didn't have it, why did you say, I don't need no help. I don't need a father's help. I don't need this. I don't need that. We going to be all right. And right now, we damn sure enough ain't all right. The Truth Talk text line is open, 833-212-1017. Earl, great evening. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts on this situation?
Well, first off, good evening.
Great evening to you.
The number two is I'm 71 years old, and I've been married to the same woman for 43 years. I've raised my children, and my parents who raised me were married for 66 years, and they raised 13 children. So I come from a perspective of it's easy to walk away, and it's...
Earl, you
so
sound
young
familiar.
Women who
you sound familiar, Earl. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Well, that's the. Well, yeah. Well, so that's the, that's who I am.
Yes, sir.
And so the point that I'm making is, we have people who say, I can't make it with this person. This person upsets me. Once you have children, you have a responsibility to raise them. And so the man as well as the woman, because the woman and you have not been able to make it, doesn't mean that you don't have a responsibility to do everything you can within your power to make sure that that child that you raised gets a fair shot at life. That's your blood. That's the way it used to be. That's not the way it is anymore. And what bothers me more than anything else, dear brother, is young people who say that you're in my generation, that we're passe, and all that stuff y'all talking about, that's the way it used to be. It ain't like that anymore. And so at the root of all of this is the fact that people have thrown away our past. They've thrown away our past, what we did, what brought us to where we are. And so it's more selfishness. Young women can't raise boys. if they do, if anyone who's been able to do that and do it successfully, God bless them. But at some point in time, a young boy is going to need a man in his life. A woman can't raise a boy, for the most part, to be a man. I'm a man. I don't know what it takes for a girl to become a woman. So we're at these different crossroads, dear brother, mm-hmm. that people need to have these conversations, understand what's taking place, and realize, you know, I can't let my ego get involved in this. My child needs his father in his life. His father can't be in his life, then he needs his uncle in his life. Then he needs the neighbor's father in his life. Then he needs a coach in his life. He needs some man to give him guidance. One of the most difficult things in the world, brother, and I know you will admit this, is to become a man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. So mm-hmm. we're facing these things that we're facing because who's teaching them to become men? The streets. And other boys who don't know.
Real talk.
So I'll leave it at that. Sorry for taking up all your time.
Oh, no, you good. You good. Thank you very much, Earl. I love you and I appreciate you. All right. Got to get ready to take care of some bills. But Troop Nation, now's your chance to be our one call. That's all. Gruber 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Right now, all you got to do is be caller number 7 right now at 833-212-1017, and you'll be entered to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 7 right now at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com for official contest rules. You can visit 1017thetruth.com. Taking care of some bills, I'll be black.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Voila. Voila. Yeah. I'm only coming out to play. Nothing more that I hate in this life. The wrong impression, I only have one to make. You can open your palm, waiting to catch a break. The cards are far where they may. And what
about I'm black. Welcome to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Got to congratulate our qualifier, Venus Jones. Venus Jones, congratulations for qualifying for that $5,000 Gruber giveaway. $5,000. What could I do with $5,000? I could get a lot of club subs. I could get an awful lot. Xavier, I could get a lot of club subs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of club subs.
Yeah, yeah. You feel what I'm saying? I can build a house of club subs.
That's one thing you could do, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just think about it. You know, cousins, onions everywhere. You know what I mean? Be like, that house looks great. It may not smell as well. But it looks great. It looks delicious. We're like, yeah. You know, I'd have a club bed. You feel what I'm saying? No, they used to have hamburger style beds. I'd have a club sub bed. You know what I mean? So
I think the ants would probably love your house.
Damn. Why you got to make me rethink it?
Yeah. Try to think two steps ahead.
Yeah. I guess the rodents would also have a fun time too, eating the bread and yeah. So I wouldn't have a house that long. Huh? It'd be a short-lived house. Okay, all right. It's okay. I guess it's just like the gingerbread houses that people used to make. they didn't stand a chance. We're talking about yes, that would belong to me. That would belong to me. Shout out to Brother Z. What's happening with you, man? All right. Cool. I was like, as long as you don't stand in front of my cousin sub of the day, he going to stand in front of him just because. Okay, thank you. Y'all about to see him. Y'all about to see him be like, how disrespectful. My cousin, hey, look, you just. What? Yeah. Except when you were throwing the money. Remember, you were throwing that. Listen, what you did was the true thing because you were throwing paper. You're throwing that paper. It might have not been green, but you were throwing that paper. So, as we get ready to go into, yes, Venus, congratulations to you. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Just talking about the problems that are going on. And again, like, we gotta, if the community doesn't start working together, we can have all the CDIs that are out here trying to do what they're doing. But if we don't join them as a community to help get some of these people off the street, we're going to still have these issues. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real has said, before I got a chance to take the caller, said, Homer, when I was dating women with kids, they hate when I discipline, structure, punishment, and give chores. He became the bad guy because mom wouldn't black me up, especially when I wasn't home. He said, let them do whatever they wanted unless they got on their nerves, and then they're very verbal then. And that's a crazy situation, and it's something also that needs to be talked about, where some women won't give the man in their life. You know what I'm saying? If this man is in your life and you trusted him to even meet your children, because I don't think that you should just be out the gate and be like, hey, come on over and do this, because we've heard about the horror stories that have happened from that, some abuse and homicides, the whole nine. But at what point, you know, which brings up a great topic even in itself, at what point does the woman give that man that she is in a relationship with or even engaged to, what point do you give that man that type of authority to be able to discipline your children the way that they need to be disciplined? So it'll be some structure in that household. It'll be some structure, because a lot of times people do not want to, you know, a lot of women don't want to, give a man that type of authority. And even though they know that the father is not in the child's life, nobody putting their hand on my kid, nobody gonna yell at my kid, nobody gonna tell my son what to do, but yet at the same time they have all of the complaints talking about what their son is doing, and I'ma hurt him, I'ma this, I'ma that, and they won't let a man that they are in a relationship with discipline the child. It's crazy. Jose Homer, you will be surprised. Let me get ready to go to the Truth Talk text lines, 833-212-1017. Jay, great evening. Love you. Appreciate
you.
Hey. What's your thoughts?
I appreciate you, Homer. Bro, I ain't trying to, but man, I look like, I don't know if you notice it, you go through the neighborhoods mm-hmm. on Sundays before the flood. You got the Asians. It'd be about 2,000 Toyotas on one block and that block. They all taking it. The flood came and you listened. I was listening to the, I guess it was the main Asian person. She was talking black on the news. I'm like, what? Let's come together. Let's get together. And then until we do that, what could we do, Homer Blow? I go back to you 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. 40 years ago. And I thank God that you're still on the radio. Mm-hmm. Because you a voice of reason in this community.
Thank you.
And I'm like, where he at? Mm-hmm. Homer, you said, hey, when guys couldn't even get a woman, you used to have it on WNOB where you had, hey, man, you can get a date on here, man. Years, mm-hmm. 25, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I respect you. I love you. Tory Lowe, all y'all, I thank you. But an old man told me, he said, hey, man, they didn't turn the faucet on. I'm like, what you mean by that? He said, man, they didn't turn the faucet on. That's what happened. I'm like, what? I don't know. Old guy just walked up on me and said that, man. He looked like he was solidified.
Mm-hmm.
He had a nice car and everything, and he wasn't just like the little Fook and Ray Ray. He said, mm-hmm. hey, man, they didn't turn the faucet on. That's what he told me, and he walked off.
Okay.
I'm like, what? What do you mean? I couldn't even get a what you mean by that or nothing. He just said, man, they ain't turn the faucet on.
Okay.
They didn't open the spigot.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Hey, love you, Homer Blow, man. God bless you, man.
Love you more, man. Love you more.
I look forward to seeing
you. Yep. All right. I appreciate you, Jay. You know, we decipher what we can and try to get through it. You know,
I was a little confused as well.
Yep, that was a Morris code. That was a Morris code. But, yeah, listen, ladies, what do you think that some of these women need to do? Because when you ask questions like that, when they say, you know, who's raising these people? Who raising these young dudes out here, these young adults out here? Who raised them? They call, y'all got other names that y'all call them. But the answer is, you know, so what has to change? What do some women need to do that are responsible from some of this accepted behavior? It's accepted, you know, the same, you know, women that choose to be that way, because like I say, it's not all women, but they tell their sons or daughters, like, okay, the daughter, you better get what you can get. You better get what you can get. But then you're telling the son that don't let no woman take advantage of you. Don't let no woman. But then he's running into the daughters that are being raised talking about, if you don't send me a Cash App, you can't even talk to me. What the hell?
Yeah, it's very interesting. That's very common these days.
Yeah, like you gonna pay to get my hair done. Who was paying to get your hair done before I talked to you, before I even met you? Why does all that become my responsibility now?
I blame the rap songs.
Now, when I had a conversation about the influence of rap, oh, some people tried to come down on me, but then they had to come back and face reality and concede and be like, yeah, Blo, you know what? Now that you say it like that. Yeah, man. And they try to make it like it's normal. And it's
It's the social media. And when I say the rap music, I'm talking about when the simp rap, and they're talking about, oh, I'm going to buy you a Birkin bag, buy you a car.
Right, because they're still making illegal money, and those same rappers end up getting indicted. You know what I'm saying? Those same rappers end up getting indicted. And what type of influence is that? So, again, sisters, we need to know which way do y'all want it, because some of the sisters that are grown that you wouldn't think would be on that, be talking about, you know, you got to get me a Birkin bag. Listen, you've been shopping off Temu all this damn time. Now he got to buy you a Birkin bag. Stop it. You can't even afford to buy yourself a legitimate real Birkin bag. And if you can and you're buying it, part of you, in my opinion, is ignorant, knowing that there's so much stuff going on and you still don't own your own house. If you're still paying a mortgage, but you own a Birkin bag instead of paying off your house, you are part of the problem. I'm going to run and take care of some bills right now because, you know, the lines might light up and I'm ready for them. 833-212-1017. But if the shoe don't fit, you must have quit. If it ain't talking about you, don't let it get up under your skin. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub. The legendary Homer Blow, sponsored by Cousins, holding it down for Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Got to take care of these bills? I'll be black.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Introducing Chance the Ruthless Trip. Dreams is lucid, loosely based on music.
We're black on The Truth, 101.7. We're inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. And of course, it's The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris, who's on assignment. And of course, I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm the club sub. I'm the club sub. The legendary Homer Blow, sponsored by Cousin Subs. And of course, let's see. Ariane Kwanda said, sincere, Ronnie Ray Real. Absolutely. But you know that already. But let it be. Let it be in her hive. Yeah. He brought up some great points. He said, I'm getting the feeling accountability is being avoided here. It is. It absolutely is, because some people don't want to hear about when it's them. They don't want to hear about when it's them, because you can't end up saying that, you know, I did this, I did this, I did this. And then when they say who's doing this and why are some of y'all putting financial prices on you, but then if somebody literally calls you a garden tool or a prostitute, you get mad. How you gonna get mad? And first thing you talking about, you got to get my hair and nails done if we gonna go out on a date. So no, come out in your bonnet like you do everything else. Come out in your damn bonnet. Now all of a sudden we gotta get you right. Get out of here. If you don't normally keep your hair up, if you don't normally keep your nails done, then yeah, thanks for telling me I made a bad choice in trying to talk with you. Because that's what it is. That's what it is. But we'll have that kind of full conversation at another time. But I'm just saying, because I know we're going into the weekend, and some of y'all right now waiting on the man to send you money for an Uber. The hell out of here. The hell out of here. How does that sound if we end up saying, hey, you want to go out on a date with me? Well, you're going to have to buy me this new gold chain. I got this gold chain that I want, and I need you to pay for that. You know, so I can be fresh. I don't want you riding around with me or going around with me looking like, you know, you with a bum. I ain't no bum. You know what I'm saying? Take care of me. And you know, I only want, you got to take me to a five star. You got to take it where I want to go to where we got a maitre d'. I don't want to go to may I help you, and they patting their head like they got glue that is bothering them. I don't want to go there. I want to go and have a maitre d'. I want to be able to help you pronounce and enunciate the names of the items that are on the menu and understand that it comes a la carte. Yeah, it ain't like if you order this one thing that and then you get to order two and three sides and all that. No, it's all a la carte. I want to go there. Are you ready to do that? Yeah, they ain't ready for those conversations. Now the man is supposed to. A woman is supposed to be able to. You talk the independent role. You talk about you ain't dependent on nobody. I'm just saying. Yes, I'm going to end this show and be out. I'm just saying. I still got time. So some of y'all can still try to call in. You can still try to call in. You feel what I'm saying? 833-212-1017. I just want you to find the lie. Find the lie. When did ladies have to give up their own personal maintenance and put it on a man because he just liked you? He wanted to take you out. So now he has to spend, what if he find out that you ain't nothing? You wasn't even worth it. And then you don't want to go to a coffee shop, something that is not going to cost a lot of money if he does end up treating you because he asked you out. You want to go and get this expensive dinner. You want to go and do all of these expensive things. You want him to take you here and take you there, and you may be a bum yourself. I don't think it's fair. And to any man out there or young teen out there that's being taken, you got you a job and you ain't getting that much with your check, but you want to try to make sure that you take the young lady out and show her that, hey, I like you and all of that, but she trying to break you. You got to spend your whole check just to go out on a date and then for her to ghost you or put you in the friend zone. If you don't miss me with that, I'm just saying, you know, Venus Jones said, we have way too many people in this world who are users and don't want to put in the hard work to get the things they want. Ariane Kawanda said, you better say that and even then continue to keep it up. A boy doesn't want you to be his financial responsibility, but a man makes you a part of his finances. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. You know, Sincere Ronnie Ray Real said, you're listening to the truth. Dig that. Laughing, but very serious. But yeah, so stop. If you're not able to reciprocate what you're talking about you want, you should be doing all that yourself. I gotta get your upkeep. No. Stop it. And it's some women that feel like, oh, just because we went to dinner, you think you're going to get some? Look here. I'm not saying that it's supposed to be a guarantee. I get you. I hear you. But if I done paid all this and paid all that, I could have easily paid a prostitute and wouldn't have had to listen to nothing. She would have just came, done what she needed to do, and see you next lifetime or see you next week. Over with. I ain't had to go through half of what I had to go through, and then you got this bubblegum attitude, and let me take one of these earphone pieces off so you can see me do the look. She doing this all through the dinner because her glue is itching. Her tracks is loose. I gotta sit with this. I gotta sit and watch you in your phone for the whole damn date. And you laughing at everything but what I'm saying. I'm supposed to be the center of attention. You gonna learn today. Nobody hurt me because I don't have to date. I'm just saying, but it's some real stuff that people are going through. I'm just saying, holla at me. Talk to me.
The truth in the afternoon with Homer Blow.
Listen, man, I am your cousin sub of the day. Hold it down for Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. Yes, the itchy weave. I'm just saying, pop it off nice with Dr. Ken. So thanks, Homer. Have a great, safe weekend. Yeah, thank you. And Sister Alarina Star Marie and everybody. But yeah, like, come on. Y'all got to be realistic because, again, if a boy was to do that to a woman and he's a boy, be like, come on, nah, you a man, you a young man, you supposed to have that. You ain't got to tell her to pay for your haircut. You ain't got to tell her to pay for your extensions. Yes, boys are wearing extensions now, so you can't even talk about a woman wearing weave. Grown-ass men are wearing extensions. If they get in a fight, their hair could get pulled out too. And now we got more tumbleweave in the sewers. And then when it rains, we can't even get proper drainage because tumbleweave is all inside the sewers. And it's not only coming from women anymore. It's coming from men and teens. Stop it. We got to do better. We got to do better. Welp. It's another one, Xavier.
That was a great show. Thank you for letting me play my own music again today.
Absolutely, man. It is my honor and pleasure, man. And you make some outstanding choices, man. And when people inquire, hey, who is that by? You know what I'm saying? They let you know that you're doing your thing. And I appreciate having you in here as my producer while I'm the cousin sub of the day. This weekend, I will be doing a Black to School book bag giveaway at a church from noon to 3 on tomorrow. And then 4 p.m. until I'll be at 8617 West Brown Deer Road as the club doctor, Craig Berry, owner of so many clubs, The Matrix, XXL, Mr. B's, of course, Area 414, Club Escape, and so many others. Yeah, he's celebrating 25 years in county. 8 Ball and MJG. Of course, Selena Johnson. Star Red. Star Red with the hit single with Sir Charles Jones, Lick Black, and much more. So she's added to the show. And some more surprises. I'll be one of your hosts. If nobody has told you that they love you today, I want to let you know that I love you. And I want you to please have a safe and nonviolent remainder of the weekend. And hopefully the things we have to talk about in the near future won't have to be within our minute degrees of separation. I'll be your cousin subbing today on Monday for Sherwin Hughes along with Jason Fields. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. I'm up out of here. Holla black.